Fifth parak of Kalim, seventh Mishnah. Tanu shenitma ketzin metayim oisod. A tanu, which we said is like the shape of a tube, or maybe a funnel, and it became tamei. So it says tanu v'kirayim yutots. When you break it completely, then it becomes tar. So how? What are the requirements to be considered broken? Chokel ishloisho v'goyres atfeila. Ad shape of audits. Tanakama says you have to, the Tana itself, you have to break into three parts. That way, none of the parts has the majority of the original Tana. And also, you have to remove the insulation around it. Ad shape of audits. That, till it falls down to the ground. Or when you break it, you have to break it all the way down vertically. You don't have to remove insulation, and you don't have to knock it all the way down to the ground. All you have to do is make it smaller than 4 tefachim from the inside. That's below the shear of a small tanner. You have to actually remove the pieces one from the other once you break it. If you broke it into half, two parts, and one is large and one is smaller, because it has a majority, it's not considered broken yet. Cotton tar, the smaller part, which is a majority of it broken, is tar. You broke it into three pieces. One of them is as big as the other two. Also, since the gadol has majority of the tanner in it, it is tamei, and the other two pieces are tar.